This is Will Friedle from Pod Meets World. Let's be honest. The 90s gave us some great things. The music? Totally rad. The fashion? So fly. Home decor? That's a different story. In HGTV's new competitive series, Totally 90s House, two teams of iconic TV stars take on two homes frozen in time. Paired with HGTV experts, they'll turn dated spaces into fresh modern homes and compete for the ultimate bragging rights. Goodbye, honey oak cabinets. Hello, 21st century. Totally 90s House. Special series premiere starts August 26th at 9, 8 central on HGTV.
John Daly here.
You know what day it is?
Neither do I.
I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily.
And the best part?
Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto.
America's social casino.
Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
All right, the hosts over at Fox News are trying to claim that ICE agents are the most traumatized federal workers after California Governor Gavin Newsom signed a bill simply banning them from wearing masks on the streets. He basically said, hey, if you're going to be out here doing brazen, reckless deportations, you can't be hiding your identity, which only further emboldens you, which is a very, very fair bill to pass. Yet Kayleigh McEnany over on Fox News immediately tried to say that ICE agents are the most traumatized federal workers, that this is illegal, that we need to be able to wear masks, which is like a total inversion of reality, because 4 years ago, conservatives were crying about mask mandates. Now they're crying that ICE agents aren't able to wear masks at all. Before we break down this Fox segment, let's just start from the beginning. Governor Gavin Newsom made this announcement just yesterday.
I'll be signing a bill, the first in the nation, saying enough to ICE, unmask. What are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? If you're going to go out and you're going to do enforcement, provide an ID. Tell us which agency you represent. Provide us basic information that all local law enforcement is required to provide.
Exactly. It is a requirement for all law enforcement, and it simply provides another mechanism for accountability. There would be no reason to hide your identity if you're doing your job perfectly. And in the inverse, nobody's going to ruin your life if you're not wearing a mask, as long as you're doing your job properly and you're, you know, not using disproportionate force against congressional candidates like in Chicago or against random women. You shouldn't use disproportionate force against anybody. It is by definition unfair and disproportionate. Governor Newsom's press office then said, quote, many people are saying that submissive Stephen SS Miller is throwing the biggest, most pathetic tantrum in the entire West Wing, crying, stomping, wailing, quote, our quotas, our arrests of children, how will we survive without raiding the innocent? His tantrum was so loud it triggered a small earthquake in San Francisco. Scientists are calling it the Miller quake. He is furious that I, Gavin C. Newsom, the real leader of America, just signed beautiful new laws to hold Trump's secret police accountable. No masks, no raids in our schools and hospitals. Kids, teachers, nurses are safe again because of me. SS Miller, I love that nickname, SS Stephen, submissive Stephen Miller, is now grounded. No juice box, no cartoons. When you're ready to stop terrorizing Americans, Stephen, your daddy, me, might unground you. Until then, it's time out. You are welcome, America. I mean, I love the projection of strength from at least one Democrat. There are a few out there absolutely killing it. Governor J.B. Pritzker, Representative Jasmine Crockett, I'm a big fan. Representative AOC, Newsom, Governor Shapiro. I mean, there's a lot of fighters out there. I'm sure I missed a lot. But I really like when they just stick it to Republicans and go on the offensive rather than constantly reacting to whatever Trump is doing on any given day, which is what a lot of Democrats seem to do. Governor Newsom then says groceries are up, electricity costs are up, inflation is up, and Donald Trump's reaction is to shut down the government and take away health care from millions of people. Remember that. I want to show you this clip of Fox News, but let me just show you something that really cracked me up. The Department of Homeland Security tweeted out, to be clear, we will not comply with Gavin Newsom's unconstitutional mask ban. Reminder, 4 or 5 years ago, they were crying about mask mandates. They did not want to wear masks. But now, conveniently, when the masks are to protect the identity of people using disproportionate force, deporting people without due process, targeting communities that aren't full of criminals. No, not criminals at all, but hard workers, people who want to be integrated into America. It's disgusting. But Kayleigh McEnany doesn't seem to understand that. She went on Fox News and she immediately claimed that ICE, that these federal workers at ICE are the most traumatized federal workers, conveniently ignoring the abuse that many of our federal workers suffered under Elon Musk. The random whiplash of saying one day they could resign, and the next day they can't resign, and not even paying out the promised, you know, money. Let's take a listen here.
But he's going to make his enemy, his opposition, ICE agents. Like these ICE agents, they are the most traumatized federal worker. For all the, oh, the traumatized federal worker, the ICE agent is the most traumatized. If you think about it, first they were told, we got to abolish your entire industry. We got to abolish ICE. Then they were doxxed. They've been doxxed. Then we were told Border Patrol, you know, their colleagues there are whipping people on the southern border. That turned out to be a hoax. That was completely false. And now they can't even cover their faces. And that's thanks to Gavin Newsom. They have to identify themselves. They have to wear ICE clothing. But you know why they need to cover their faces? Because there were people in LA putting up posters with their faces that said, careful with these faces. They kidnap people with their names and their numbers. Okay? They have to protect their faces to cover themselves. And it's shameful for Governor Newsom to put them at risk.
This is absolutely laughable. Yeah, you shouldn't dox ICE agents. You shouldn't be posting their home addresses and their family members and their faces everywhere. But here's the problem. A lot of these ICE agents are undertrained people being sent to target majority Latino communities in an aggressive and reckless way. So to reword it, people who have a huge lack of training, who don't really know what they're doing, are then being sent to be aggressive in certain targeted communities, which of course is going to spur a lot of backlash. And then you add on top of it, they're doing this all masked. They refuse to identify themselves. Then yeah, you can't whine and cry about getting demonized when you are operating like a demon. Now, should ICE agents be doxxed if they do take their masks off? No, but they should be held to a standard and they should be accountable. The reason why there were posters of ICE agents saying they kidnap people is because some of the ICE agents were actually deporting people with no due process. That is just straight up kidnapping. They were picking people up, driving around for 10 hours with no due process, no sort of identity verification, and just interrogating people, which is insane. I want to read this post from Governor Gavin Newsom where he makes fun of Donald Trump even further. He says, "Dozy Don cannot keep his eyes open long enough to negotiate with the Democrats to, quote, stop the shutdown." And in this post, he's referring to the looming government shutdown that Republicans can't seem to get on top of despite them having a majority in both chambers and the presidency. You know, I'm gonna make a video tomorrow about how Democrats should play this. If you want me to do that, make sure you drop a like. I really think Democrats should force Republicans' hand, call their bluff, and not step in to save them. We should not step in to save the Republicans. They have the majority. They can figure it out. And if they want to play ball with the Democrats, they need to stop, number one, the ICE raids, number two, the tariffs, number three, healthcare stripping. I mean, I can continue to go, but let's continue here. "Many are now saying he cannot keep track of the day or time," says Newsom, referring to Trump. "He keeps saying he made calls yesterday. He did not. He relies on his auto Sharpie and Miller to make all decisions. He's now whispering to his pen, dementia, asking for help. But he knows only I, America's favorite governor, Gavin C. Newsom, can answer the call and save America. I know the art of the deal and can step in to save the country once again. I will be able to talk to the other side of the aisle and create the greatest deal of all time. We will be richer than anyone thought possible, and America will be hot once again." I love how they put random words in quotes like Trump does. Like, aisle is just randomly in quotes. Trump always does that. Things that don't make sense, he puts in quotes. "You are welcome, Don. We will save healthcare for millions and make the eggs cheaper. Mike Littleman Johnson must leave his very violent district and come back to D.C. as I have just commanded." We're going to see this post on Fox News in like 2 days, and they're going to be complaining about how no one should have power if they're posting like this. They just don't see the irony at all. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate the videos that we make on the Adam Mockler channel, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed below. We're traveling this week, but we're still going to pump out content, put in work, and I love everyone who tunes in. So I'll see you all in the next one. Peace out.
Every dating app swap is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas-style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino, the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.